Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Yes, Peggy Trauger, T-R-A-U-G-E-R.
Thank you for that. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 3010 Sewell's Point Road, Norfolk, Virginia, 23513.
Thank you for that. And how could I help you?
Okay, I want to cancel any future orders on my fish oil. And I've got a lot of it stocked up, so I might want to find out what I can do about that, if I can send it back and get a refund or whatever. My dentist told me to stop taking it. Now there's controversy that it's related to atrial fibrillation, the heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
And my father died of heart disease. And
mm-hmm.
so what they're basically saying now is it's in lower doses, it's safer, but I'm getting ready to have some dental work too, and my dentist said, stop taking it for now. So.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I understand. And is it okay if I place you on a breathe hold?
Uh-huh.
One quick moment. Okay, thank you for being patient. So I did go ahead and get that canceled for you.
Okay.
But as far as returning it for the refund, you wouldn't be able to return it just because we only could do returns within the last 30 days. And it looks like your last shipment was actually on September 13th.
Right, right. And see, I already had some back then because I'd been having some dental problems before, but now they're also saying, my dentist also told me that I was having some bleeding gums, so that's one of the side effects of too much fish oil. So they're not saying, well, I don't take it at all, but in my case, I'm not taking it at all because I have some upcoming
mm-hmm.
dental work after
right,
the pandemic situation is better. But the other thing was insomnia, because I'm a widow and I don't sleep well anyway. So I was having those two things, and I had no idea that they were related to fish oil, but now I found out that they are. So,
right.
And I know that this product was invented by a doctor, so he may or may not
mm-hmm.
know this information. This has been recently that I found all this out, and it's just been on the news, I think, in the last week or so. But I knew it before that because of my upcoming dental work, and I explained about the bleeding thing, and I wasn't having any problem with bleeding gums because, see, I only have one gold crown,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting bleeding about that after I flossed, and I thought that was the reason because that's the only crown I have right now, and it's an old one.
Right.
But then when I talked to the dentist, he wasn't the dentist that did it, but I talked to him over the phone about the symptoms. He says, no, he says, this is the fish oil because he says, you were here not that long ago, and I was having more of a problem with bleeding, but I had to have a tooth out in 2018. And I was taking fish oil then because I've been taking it for a number of years. And, again, none of that was put together at the time and none of that was known. So all this has been fairly recently. So anyway, that's what happened because I'm upset that I can't take it anymore because it was really good for – I have arthritis bad in my hands. It was
mm-hmm.
really helping my arthritis. So I'm sorry that I can't take it anymore. So
oh, well, yes, ma'am.
Anyway.
I understand.
that it was just an odd situation, and I don't know if you've gotten complaints yet or people have heard about it or canceled. Like I said, this has all been fairly recently as far as in the news, but I knew a couple of weeks ago because of the whole dental issue.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, I hate that I have to do that because it was really, I was doing well with it. But what it's coming down to now, at least, is what they're saying. And again, I don't know how much your company knows about this information, but I'm just passing along, you know, what I know. And what the news is saying that it's not dangerous per se in lower doses, but it's way too high a dose that you all are having it. Because they were saying, I don't even remember about the micrograms or whatever, but anyway, it seemed like to me it was under 1,000. They said if you're taking under 1,000, at least this is what I heard first off, and then my dentist said no. He said in your situation it's better just to stop it altogether. But they, and like your daily dose, I think, is 750 times two, so that would be like 1,500. So that's, according to what they're saying now, that's way too high a dose. So I'm just passing along what I found out along the way, so, you know, you can pass that along to your
carriers
or whatever. And, well, I mean, I didn't know how much they knew about it because this has been just happened recently. Like I said, I had a heads up because of impending dental work, but I still didn't want to do it yet because of the pandemic, because the whole dental situation and the pandemic is just too dangerous to me. So,
right.
Well, I need a crown, but it's not like an emergency. So, anyway, so that's the situation, and I just wanted to pass along what I had found because it's been a very good product for me up until this time. And like I said, there was no way that I would have thought the dental problems had anything to do with the fish oils, because that just, to me, that's the, and I used to work in doctor's offices, so, you know.
Right.
But even still, it's just, and I had a cousin a number of years ago that had prostate cancer, and his doctor told him to stop taking fish oil. And he did have prostate surgery, but he's still alive, and he's fine now, and this was a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his doctor said it's because of the fish oil. So.
Wow, well, that's the first I've heard of it, with that being that side effect.
Yeah, well, like I said, this is just it's just come out in the news in the last few days.
Because
I got it on my phone, but it's not like, you know, tabloid news. It's a regular, you know, news media.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, I'm just letting you know what I found out. And like I said, I hated to cancel my order, but it's like I'm just, between the pandemic and the dental situation and all that, I feel like I need to follow what my dentist said and stay off of it for now and then kind of just see what happens. But I have, since I've been off it, I've been off of it for a couple of weeks. No more bleeding gums, no more insomnia. So nothing else in my situation has changed other than that. So, you know, that leads me to believe that that's true. So.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes,
anyway.
Ma'am, and I understand.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just wanted to let you know what I find in council so they wouldn't send it anymore because I had already told them that I wanted to slow it down because I was backed up because of previous dental work that when I wasn't taking it. So anyway, that's the story, and I just wanted to let you know. So that's all the information I know about said, but I'm sure the company will want to investigate and find out further about what's going on with that.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I'll definitely pass that message along for you just to make sure they know. And was there anything else that I could look into for you?
No, like I said, now that I know I can't send it back, so there's nothing else I can do, but I just wanted to make sure they took me off so they wouldn't send anymore because I was afraid I'd forget. Because last time when I talked to him to find out when it was going to come again, I wanted to do it along further till after the first of the years, and whoever talked to at the time said, no, you can only do it till, or call us back in January, and then we'll go from there. But, of course, I'm not going to do that now, so I just wanted to make sure they didn't send it anymore.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, and I do thank you for calling Omex Health. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Well, you as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.